Welcome to the Hustle Forward Podcast, your destination for straightforward business advice, behind the scenes of entrepreneurship life, and tips that inspire you to take action without all the fluff. I'm ready to help you grow your business as you hustle forward. My name is Shayla Renato. I'm a wife, a mom, and business strategist, as well as the owner of the amazing and highly sought after digital marketing agency, Alias Consulting. You also can catch me hanging out online as the founder of national lifestyle brand, Black Girls Wine. That's right, I'm a serial entrepreneur, and I'm here to help you get inspired and take action on your journey to six figures and beyond. Let's get into today's episode. What's up, guys? Welcome back. So 2024, you guys know this is our year of execution. Something you guys are going to see a lot of this year is a running theme, and that is deeper than content. Listen, God dropped it in my spirit earlier, I would probably say last year, towards the end of the year, because as a marketing agency owner, I study a lot of people's marketing. I study it online. I'm looking forward to the Super Bowl. Like, I really, really love when I'm in the supermarket, I look at how things are positioned and where certain things are placed and everything. Like, I pay attention to everyone's marketing. And so a theme that will run this year, there will be episodes throughout the year in between member Q&A, in between episodes I drop just because I'm inspired and you need to get this good word. In between everything, one of the running themes that will continue is deeper than content, because marketing is deeper than content, and so is running a business. In this episode, we are going to talk about something extremely controversial for this first episode of Deeper Than Content, and that is the one thing we can all learn from Trump. Eek! Did y'all like that intro? I mean, let's talk about it though. Let's go deeper than content today, and let's talk about the one thing we can all learn from Trump. Now, listen, I feel like I need to open this podcast with a disclaimer that I am not a fan, but you know, to each his own. Everyone, you know, your political affiliations have nothing to do with me or this podcast. And mine have nothing to do with you. So this is a digital marketing expert's takeaway from the one thing we can all learn from Trump, and the one thing he's doing better than like 90% of the world online and anytime he gets in front of a mic. Today, what we're actually diving deep and talking about is teaching, being an echoing voice versus thought leadership. And we're going to talk, listen, we're diving in. So there's a lot of education content online. And don't worry, we're going to get to the Trump part. I'm going to tell you what's the one thing you can take away that you need to learn from him. But there's so much education content online, and there's some things that a lot of business owners and some things that a lot of service providers, product-based businesses, the one thing that is missing from a lot of the content is that there's no thought leadership. So when it comes to educating your audience, there is such thing as over-educating them. Like, you can teach people and teach people and teach people to death, and that actually does a couple of things. While it does establish for some, there it establishes some level of credibility. On the complete other side of that, it also primes your audience to feel like they get enough from your content that they don't need to buy. That's dangerous, because if you're trying to leverage social media in order to make money, sell a product, offer a service, you never want to give them so much that they don't need to buy from you. You basically teach everything that's in your course, right? And that's also dangerous because some people give it all away and then you get inside of their courses and you're like, girl, ain't nothing here that you ain't said already, right? So there's like a flip side to over-educating. And I am somebody who absolutely believes in giving it all away, right? I mean, I run a whole business and marketing podcast and I share so much, right? But this is one of those things that I actually am going to be working with my team on next week. And well, at the time you guys hear this, we will have already done it. But I am working with them on how we execute on creating content and making sure that we are being thought leaders and not just echoing voices online. The thing about teaching and educating online is that a lot of accounts start to sound the same, and it doesn't make you stand out in any way. What makes me want to buy your shea butter over somebody else's? What makes me want to sign up for your coaching program over somebody else's? What makes me want to work with you over someone else? And here's the thing. When it comes to somebody deciding, I want to work with her, or I want this person to be my coach, or I love this person's product, girl, I gotta have it. This is what I want to put on my skin. Like, when people are making buying decisions, you over-educating them is not what's helping them buy, right? Thought leadership is what makes people click the button in product and service-based businesses. And I am going to give you guys some examples. So thought leadership is when you use your voice or your platform to share what it is you're standing on, your opinions, your thoughts, your feelings, and you bring you, the full you, to the platform. And the people who do that online, oh my gosh, they excel. The people who bring their whole self to the platforms, we love them. The fashion girlies who don't look like Stepford Wives, they got the biggest following. Like, and well, you know, the Stepford Wives have very large following, but they have the most authentic following, I will say. They have the most authentic following. They have the most authentic community. They convert really well online. There's a lot that can be said for people who are thought leaders in their industry, right? And establishing yourself as a thought leader by saying, no, I don't like the faceless accounts. They whack. And it's like a million of them. They're all selling the same thing. And it's actually not teaching you marketing or teaching you how to sell well. They just giving you tips and tricks to make a quick buck, which is fine if you want to make a quick buck. The problem is that's not sustainable. That was a little bit of thought leadership for you, right? I'm just not here for it. Whatever. It's whack. But what we can all learn from Trump is this. Regardless of whether you agree with his thoughts or not, right? Regardless of whether you actually agree, like, regardless of whether you think he has something worth listening to, that man opens his mouth and he says whatever comes to mind. And the people that like resonate with his message, they rally. Imagine if Trump didn't say like 90% of the stuff that came out of his mouth. How would his people find him? Quick water break while you meditate on that. Just think about it. If he didn't say some of the stuff that he says, crazy or smart, whatever you think of him, if he didn't say some of that stuff, though, how would you know whether or not you align with him? How would you know whether or not you agree, whether you want to vote for him, whether you want to support his businesses? You know what I'm saying? Like, how do you know? But because he uses thought leadership as his campaign platform, I don't even know that he stands on anything. I don't pay attention to him, so I don't know. But I do know that I hear some of the crazy stuff, or the stuff that seems crazy, right? But there are people out there who are rallying, like, Trump is right. He's really smart. He's this and that. I don't care what Trump says. He's X, Y, and Z. And a lot of people appreciate his honesty, his raw honesty, his candidness. Like, they appreciate it. And I don't care what y'all say. That's him being a thought leader in his genre, in his whatever his brand looks like, whether you like it or not. There are people that love it. They loved it enough to vote for him and put him in office. Okay. So that's how far thought leadership can take you. All right. Thought leadership can take you to the presidency. Okay. And so here's the thing. I want to kind of teach you how to, or I'm going to give you three tips here on how to implement thought leadership into your brand awareness. And it's literally three really quick things that I want you to consider as you are creating content this year. It is so much deeper than content. People are all contented out. If that can even be a thing, they are contented out. People are scrolling, they're mindlessly scrolling or aimless scrolling, as I've seen it called so far. And with the aimless scrolling, okay, here's another content about three things to post on social media. Here's another thing on three ways to grow your business. Here's another way to how to be an overnight success in 12 months or less. Here's another, like, and it's all the same. It really is all the same. And people are tired. So what's going to make you stand out on social media? Here are the three things that's going to make you stand out. Those big, bold feelings, share them. That pearl clutching idea, launch it. If you're scared of it getting rejected, guess what I want you to do? Post it. Because you know what? It's usually that content that we are so nervous about putting out there that we should put out there. And the reason why is so that your people can find you. We're going to dig real deep this year. We are going deeper than content because I want you to be a better business owner. I want you to learn to use better strategy when you're creating your content. The whole goal for your marketing strategy is to support your business strategy and your business goals. And in order for that marketing to strategically support and help get you to the goals, that six-figure, seven-figure dream you have, you're going to have to not be another echoing voice online, and you're going to have to take this one thing from Trump and learn how to be a thought leader for yourself. Learn how to be a thought leader for your brand, your business, and in your industry. This is the one thing we can all learn and implement in 2024. It's deeper than content. I can't wait to see what you come up with next. If you love this podcast, please don't hesitate to share it with a fellow hustler. Download it so you can come back and take notes later. And definitely leave me a 5-star review. If you're hearing this podcast and you need help with your business or marketing strategy, I'm your girl. Book a discovery call so we can talk about where you are and where you're trying to go. Make sure you're following me over on the gram at Shayla Renato. There's a community over there where I am keeping action takers accountable. And I'm sharing my journey to writing my second book. Until next time, keep hustling forward.